against Chipa when Loach was still playing there. That's the guy that gave me nightmares in that friendly that I said, all right, welcome back to South Africa, David Mills.
My starter pack on Sokoladuma Radio.
Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. In this show, we ask your favorite PSL players for a walk down memory lane. On today's show, we have a baller who's played in Mozambique, Portugal, and now Mzansi. He's an MTNA champion. We have Cape Town City's own Edmilson Dov. I am your host, Lou Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokoladuma Radio.
My first live football experience.
Listen, so where I grew up, we didn't have much of those things. So the only time I got to watch a real soccer match was 2011, when I was playing for Desportivo of Taven in my hometown, Shai. And I went to watch Ferroviário of Maputo before I moved to Ferroviário of Maputo actually on 2013. So that was my first time that I really watched like guys that I looked up to, you know. And it was amazing, man. It was amazing.
My first favorite team.
Growing up, I had Mashaken is a team from Mozambique. Which I grew up supporting, but also I had like a major love for Patrice Evra, Man United. Yeah,
my first academy.
Growing up, I used only to play football like by the street, you know, with my friends. I only started getting probably the basics. When I moved to Shai, right? When I moved to Shai because of my dad's work, that was 2008. So I went to Club de Gaza, and plus the school had some activities and they were participating in like school tournaments. So that's when I started like really coming into football like seriously. But it's been my passion since I was young. You know, we used to bet with coins on the street with friends. So, yeah, it's always been passion.
My first professional coach.
I moved to Ferroviário on 2013. That's when I got my first professional contract. And I had Vitor Urbano. It was a Portuguese coach, you know. That's the coach that turned me into a left back because when I started, I wasn't really a left back. I was playing as a left wing and center mid. So when he saw my qualities, he thought he could use me as a left back. And yeah, it all went well, luckily. And here I am now. And it was a great coach. It was a great coach. You know, we had a great relationship. He was someone that was able to help me in any case or any situation I needed on the field or out the field. So yeah, I really appreciate him a lot.
My first professional paycheck.
Oh, man. You know, when I signed my first professional contract, when they signed me as a disc player because I still had like years to, I still had 1 year to play at the disc team of Ferroviario. So of course, like the payments were not compared to the first team players, you know. But for me at that point, I was okay, you know, a boy coming from a village, you know, getting a chance to play for Ferroviario, which is one of the biggest teams in Mozambique. It was a dream come true. I just wanted to enjoy that moment, not looking at many other things that probably could distract me from growing, from improving myself as a soccer player, you know. But yeah, at that point, I think I was earning 10,000 meticage is like 2,000 rands, yeah. But as a disc player, and it changed in the same year when I signed now a professional contract and I started playing for the first team.
My first car.
I think I got my first car. It was a Honda Civic on 20. That was 2014. You know, it was a second-hand car. And yeah, man, you know the excitement when you get your first Vrupa. The excitement, you don't even stay at home anymore. You just wanna be on the road driving all over. So yeah, I got my first car in 2014 and it was a Honda CV.
My first house.
No. When I was in Mozambique, when I was playing for Ferroviario, 2016, I got my first apartment. It's a flat which now is being on rent that I'm not there because my family also lives too far from there. But yeah.
You know, if you arrive at Real Madrid, a fat you've got issues, man. So,
yeah, that chunky donkey.
Catch the car wash with Teko Modise and Sean Roberts, brought to you by Sokola Duma.
My Mokambola debut.
You know, I always told myself that you know, no matter what, I just wanna enjoy the game as much as I can, you know. And at that point for me, you know, not many people believed in my potential until this coach came, Vitor Pontes, which I consider him my daddy when I started like playing professional football for the first team. Because I remember there was something was said like behind doors that no, he's still not experienced, so we mustn't put him because it's a big game and it was our first game of the league. And the coach said, no, I'm gonna let him play. I'm gonna put him play. That's the only way he can gain experience. And you know, everyone was surprised that after four league games, the club was forced to call me and they renewed my contract. They increased my salary and stuff. So yeah, it was the day that my life just changed for better.
My PSL debut.
You know, when I think many people doesn't know, but I went to Portugal 2016, but things didn't go well there. So I had to come back to Mozambique and finish the league there. And in January 2017, I received the invite to come to Cape Town City for trials, and Coach Tinkler was here at that time. Everything went well, and yeah, my debut in South Africa. You know, I was a bit shaky because yeah, it was a new experience for me. I didn't know much. I knew about South African League because I used to watch South African League, but like yeah. Getting to play with such quick players, like they are fast, the ball is fast, they are tricky. So it wasn't that easy, but also I can't say it was difficult because I adjusted myself very well. So yeah, I could say it was a bit tough, but also good because yeah, from there I learned how to position myself in a certain way that I don't get myself exposed. Because, yeah, I remember we had a friendly match before my PSL debut against Chipa when Loch was still playing there. I think that's the guy that, yeah, gave me nightmares in that friendly that I said, all right, welcome back to South Africa, David Milson. And the tempo of the game also was just insane. It was something that I wasn't used to. You know, in my country, we don't have as fast players as we have here in South Africa. You know, and also the quality of the pitch allows the ball to travel quick. So I had to adjust myself. I had to make a plan. Otherwise, it will be a long day at the office. But it was all good. It was all good.
My favorite championship.
Listen, man. I wouldn't choose one or another. I think they're both special for me. You know, knowing that in my country was my first major trophy. You know, I didn't even dream about it. Like growing up, that I could play for Ferroviario, I could be able to lift a trophy. You know, so it was a special moment for me that I will cherish forever. Here, likewise, you know, I missed the first final because I was in Portugal, which we couldn't win. But yeah, coming into the second one, you know, I feel like this one is extra more special because of the fact that I was named the man of the match as well. So, I mean, they both mean something special to me.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
I'll go for Ronaldo. Why? You know, when you watch people, you pick things that you identify yourselves with. You identify yourself with, and the reason why I'm picking Ronaldo is because of how hard he works. You know, and yeah, that's something that it's been part of me all my entire life. You know, I had to prove a point for me for people to talk like good things about me. You know, I have to work hard. I have to try. I had to go and test myself. You know, no one ever all my contracts, I can guarantee you that all my contracts that I've signed, I never got a chance of a team or someone comes and say, Tove, here's a contract. You just need to sign because this team wants you. I never got that, you know. I had to go on trials. I had to work as hard as I could. You know, I had to prove a point. So that's why I didn't find myself with Ronaldo, because of his hard work.
And that's all for this week's edition of My Starter Pack. A big thank you to Cape Town City's Edmilson Dov. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest local football news. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.